Hello, everyone, and welcome to Edge Talk Radio. My name is Angela Zabel, that's me, and today we are here with K. Margaret Solorio, and we are going to be talking about clearing spaces, self-clearing yourself, that's important also, resetting your home's frequency for inner ease. And I can't wait to get into this one today. So, who am I? My name is Angela Zabel. I am a teacher, coach, and medium. I have been connected to spirit, working with the team in the non-physical my entire life. I am also a writer, retreat host. I also do online and in-person sessions for intuition, mediumship, and general guidance. And you can find out more about me at angelazabel.com. And when you're there, don't forget to check out the Amplified Universe monthly membership. This is a membership growing our role, understanding who we are, what we're doing in this world, growing our role in it, and understanding the world around us and how we can move ourselves forward. You can find out more about that at angelazabel.com. And today, let me get this in line. Let's see if I can do it. We are here with Edge Magazine. Edge Magazine is a leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic health and the mysteries beyond, sharing information, wisdom, and resources committed to promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals who support our collective journey to wholeness and balance. They are currently distributed in 30 states and Canada, with over 17,000 magazines per printing, a vibrant online magazine with over 42,000 people reach per month. You can have the magazine shipped to your door, stay up to date with the newsletter, or become a drop spot. And you can check out more on Edge Magazine at edgemagazine.net. So today we are here with K. Margaret Solorio, and she is from California. She's an intuitive guide, energy mentor, and through her podcast, she has the podcast Intuitive Wisdom, and she also has one-on-one offerings. She blends grounded spiritual insight and practical energy work to help conscious individuals create an environment that matches their evolving frequency. Her mission is simple: help people feel energetically at home in their spaces and in themselves. She is the author of Make Ease Your Vibe. She's a certified angel Reiki master, the founder of the Home Frequency Reset Service, where she helps individuals clear energetic blocks in their living spaces to invite harmony and clarity and ease. She's clearing energetic clutter and making your spaces support yourself and personal growth for inner peace. She has a background in biotechnologies, and she has a grounded yet intuitive perspective to energy work and a personal transformation. She's also the host, again, of Wisdom Podcast, where she explores the intersection of energy, intuition, healing, and conscious living. You can go on her website. It is deliciousease.com, and I love the name of that website. And she also has a free 2-minute quiz about, is your home supporting your expansion? So make sure to go and check that out. You can also find her on Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. And remember, she has the home energy, home frequency reset. She can do it remote or in person, and she is near Santa Rosa, California, if you're close around there. You can also add an angel reading to some of her sessions, but explore the service, tune into her podcast, and start with her book. Wherever you start, your journey is going to begin with intention, helping you grow. And K. Margaret, I am so happy to have you here today. And I've got to ask, how did you get started into the energy work and going into the home frequency?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here. And I love energy work, so I'm very excited to be talking about this. For me, it was a slow progression. It's when I've studied spiritual awakenings, it can kind of happen three ways. You know that gift since when you were young, and I think that's your story.
Yes.
Or so you have something unfortunately traumatic happen and kind of have this big awakening, more immediate, or it happens slowly. And for me, it happened slowly. I started meditating a few years ago daily. And at some point, my hands started to really heat up each time at the end of the session. And so I kind of looked into that more, and I realized that was a sign of being a healer. And so I looked at different certification programs, and I got my Angel Reiki Master certification. And from there, I was working with individuals, and I really had this calling. I kept kind of having visions of working with spaces. And that was something that's always been really important to me and something that I feel like we don't acknowledge the energy that's also in this space and not just the furniture, but we all feel it when you walk into a room or when you think about hosting and you want to set a mood or a vibe, you think about that energy. And so, kind of connecting those two, and I've met so many wonderful people doing a lot of personal inner work and having your space be a wonderful, supportive place where creativity can flow and support that expansion is just a next level for me. So I'm excited to work with spaces.
I love that. And a lot of people, you'll hear people, well, what difference does it make? What if your space feels good or not? But when people walk into someone's home or a business or someplace outside, and they just you just feel them almost exhale and relax and calm, that's the purpose of it. It is so important. And I agree. So many people forget. They're doing all the work on themselves, but they're forgetting the space they're living in every day. Or my team is coming in, or the space they're working in every day.
Yes.
That's something very key because so many people, and I'm going to ask you because my team is coming in and they're saying, so many people, you spend so much of your time at work also. How do you help people by, and they're saying, by you helping them get into their clearing of their home and energetically creating a different home, does that also help them in the workspace?
It does. So since COVID, I think a lot of us have started working from home and have created a more dedicated workspace within the home. So whether it's separating that intention or just working with, excuse me, with the energies, one thing that I didn't know before was that our home collects energetic residue almost like dust, whether it's from a big event like an argument or maybe some big life change, a move or something that's happened. Or it's kind of just daily buildup. There's reason to help clear that and keep the energy flowing, just like you think of the air flowing through a space and feeling fresh. So, yes, the workspace, some of them are at home, but also I've worked with yoga instructors. So, like in yoga studios where you have a lot of different people coming in and you want to keep the space fresh and in a place where people can come and, like you said, have that exhale and feel good and focus. And not be distracted or feel weighed down.
I love that. And that's something for people who are business owners out there to have their space feel inviting. I think that's something people miss, and there's a lot of business owners that also watch these radio shows, and for them to understand, it's important to have their space of their business feeling energetically supportive. That's something really important that I think a lot of people miss. And when you work with people, how does that work? How are you working with people? Because you're all about clearing those spaces, bring that up. How does that work? Even like when you do remote sessions, how does that work?
Yeah, I actually prefer remote sessions because they're non-invasive. And I learned through energy work with people and doing angel Reiki that it allows you to really focus and let spirit do the work. And it's almost feels more potent to me. So I start with intention. I ask whoever I'm working with what their intention is for the space or for the clearing. And then also I work with a blueprint. So I ask them to do a quick sketch of the space and identify the different, if it's a home, the different rooms. So just very basic. Here's a bedroom, here's a bathroom, here are the doorways to the outside within the house, the home. And then I set a time and I usually ask that my client open a window to allow any energy to release that day, at least for a little time. And then I'll go through and take notes. I like to work with the angels, the archangels, so they often come in with for me with messages. And then at the end, within a day or two, I provide a report with everything that I experienced and noticed. And a lot of times there are little suggestions like this space is really lacking in light. It would benefit from some more light. Think about how you can bring more natural light or different little things, maybe bringing more nature into the space with a natural print of a plant or maybe a plant itself. So there are fun little suggestions too that come.
I love that. It's not just getting the report. And I love the fact so you do it and then a few days later they get a report on what you received when you did the remote basically kind of remote viewing in a way, remote energetic viewing.
Yes.
And that's something you and my team is coming in. You talked about the angels that you work with. How do you prepare working with the angels? And I keep in that's one part of it is how do you prepare? And then how do you know who you're working with?
Great question. And I absolutely love working with the angels. And I love telling everyone, excuse me, that there are trillions of angels around just waiting to help us. So we just need to ask. So I start with that. I start with my intention. But I usually spend a few minutes meditating to ground myself and to raise my vibration and kind of tune in. And then I set the intention and then I work through the spaces using the angel Reiki that I've practiced. So the angels step forward and they identify themselves. So I'm familiar with a number of them. So like when Archangel Michael steps forward, it's really obvious he's really grand and protective. And then there's usually a note like, oh, here, I'm here to help you. I'm bringing this energy, or in this space, we need to bring awareness to this. So I get kind of those in my mind's eye.
I love that. So my team is saying the reason they're asking is because they actually want us to go in a little bit more. You work with the angel, you do the Reiki, angel Reiki. So they're saying there's a lot of people that are wondering what is it like? What, because everyone's experience is different, and that they're saying they want me to clarify this right now. Everyone's experience with certain angels is going to be individual, but a lot of times there's similarities also that people will experience. So they would like us, if you're okay with it, to go into a little bit more of the angel Reiki and how what your experience is with different angels, how they appear or how they feel to you.
Yeah, I'm happy to. And I agree. We all have different kind of favorite senses, so I think those are strong pulls to help us. And angels, they appear to us the way that's helpful for us. Like you said, we all have different experiences and different comfort levels, and whether sometimes that's gender, like the angels don't have a gender, but they may appear one way or the other to say help relay that message, like. For me, I was just talking about Archangel Michael. He's the first archangel I ever started working with. So I work with him regularly. And as this big protector, he comes off with that wonderful male energy. I see them in my mind's eye. So often there's an image or a brightness. I feel and I sometimes hear kind of like a whisper. So that's often how I hear my intuition too. Ironically, I often realize I'm hearing my intuition because I start arguing with myself, but it's a whisper, very subtle. I think, and when you're learning to discern between your intuition and your ego, for me, the energetic weight of the thought, if that makes sense, is really helpful. So my ego is very pushy, and the thoughts come in a little heavy-handed, and maybe not the nicest all the time. Whereas my intuition is much, they're lighter and airier thoughts. They're very subtle. They're often loving. They're easy to dismiss, which probably isn't helpful, but they're kind of there. And the messages I get from the angels or sometimes loved ones from the other side, come across the same way with that very light, airy, loving, energy.
My team is really happy with your explanation because a lot of people they go through the self-doubt and it's doubting
Oh, yeah.
me. And that's
Human.
huge. Exactly. Human, exactly. That's something so important to realize. We're human. And if we doubt something, don't come down on yourself for it. Just go, oh, because a lot of times the things we doubt will come back again. And then you'll realize, oh, there was really was nothing to doubt on that because it is very, comes out very true and very specific. And that's something you have learned as you went through it. And I've got to ask, as when did you, at what point did you, because a lot of people work with energy and doing things, you're very specific in what you work with and how you work with it. And I think that's amazing. At
Thanks.
what point did you start putting it together to go, I'm going to take and bring it out into the public? When did you go public with it, I guess, is my question.
Oh, that's a really good question. I think this goes back to the humanness. I had a vision a long time ago of something that would be really working with spaces and working with angels and how amazing that would be. But the human part of me was like, how is that even possible? I don't understand any of that. I heard once an interview of another woman on a podcast who did similar work, and I was like, that is the most amazing thing I've ever heard of. So it was kind of a star in the sky. And working on my confidence, having my own podcast has really helped me find my voice. And I it's just they're breadcrumbs, right? You kind of say, okay, I'm going to take the next right step, and you do a little something, and you're like, well, you giving yourself permission to pivot, giving yourself permission to fail, and understanding that the failure is a lesson and not a negative mark on who or what you are or how you do it. So allowing myself that. And then just really having a hunger to be something more. For most of my life, I dampened who I am and what I can do and what I'm capable of. And now I've kind of taken that door or lid off the box and said, you know what? Life is short. I actually can serve those I love and everyone else much better if I step into all that I'm capable of and admit that I can just do a lot and I enjoy doing a lot. And so every time I take a step towards that, it might not feel right or might not work out the way I want, but it gets me one step closer to where I want to be. So just keep going, I guess.
I love that. And that's the thing. A lot of times you don't know where it's going to take you. You don't know what the end game is going to be, but it's
No.
really trusting yourself and trusting them, having that
Amen. Trusting
infinite
them.
trust.
Yeah,
Because
once, forgive me, but once you start working with angels and you know you have your own spirit team and you know spirit is everywhere all the time and it's just awesome and we're all connected and we all have spirit, there's such a relief in knowing that you're never actually alone and you've always got somebody rooting for you and you've got help, they're working for you on the other side. So, asking for signs, I love that. Asking for angel numbers, asking for, to find coins as you're walking around or whatever the sign is you pick, that can really help because we do doubt ourselves or we get frustrated or I'm really impatient. I always think, well, why hasn't happened yet? I've been working so hard. It's been a long time. And so that really helps keep going.
That's something to realize. We're all human. We get impatient and we're like, we're done waiting. Like, come on, let's just bring it forward.
Right. Don't have the whole picture like Spirit does. I think it should all be right in front of me.
And the thing is, a lot of times we might have a vision or a picture of how we think it will turn out or how we think it will play out. But when you sit back and go, this is my vision, but maybe your vision is bigger than that, and
Amen.
allowing
Yes.
that in, that is so key. Because I've discovered through my time is, because we're human, we can't see and understand everything that's going on, and they won't tell us everything anyhow, because what fun would that be if they can't surprise us once in a while? And it's being open to those surprises and going, this is what I see, but if you guys got a better idea, go ahead and throw it out there. Being open to that, being open to the opportunities. And they're telling me that you have been very open to a lot of opportunities that came your way that you could have easily said, oh no, that's too much. You could have stepped away, you said that's a little bit much, but you stepped into it and you really, they're just showing like, they're showing me like taking the reins on a horse and taking control. And they're saying with
Thanks.
you, that's what you've done. And it's been important moving you forward and reaching the
Yes.
people. And that's something you also do. You have your podcast. So talk a little bit about the podcast you have and what you cover on there.
The podcast, like you mentioned, is called Intuitive Wisdom. So connecting, it started as a curiosity. Well, one, I wanted to put more positive joy and kindness into the world. So I focus on very positive things. I like to support other people in their growth and their spiritual journey. So we also talk about spiritual topics often on my interviews. And then also this curiosity, like you mentioned, we all experience angels differently, but I also believe we all experience our intuition differently. And it's so beautiful and key in attaining that ease and attaining that flow and finding that peace within ourselves to connect with our intuition. So this was an opportunity for me to ask lots of people, so how does it feel for you? Or what's it like for you? And learn right along with everyone else.
I love that. And I love, like you said, your website is delicious ease. And I love that because, it's about being excited about what's coming forward and allowing that ease to come in. And what was your thinking behind some of this? Like, say, with your delicious ease with doing the name, what was your thinking behind that?
The idea was to savor, to put it simply, to savor that ease, because I think we have different relationships with ease. We can put it off and say it's the reward after the hard journey, or I can only allow myself that in certain circumstances. But to really soak in that energy and that vibe and to savor it and to think of it as a strategy and not just a reward, or to a way of being, that it's a possible to live with ease on a daily basis and not just once in a while on vacation, kind of. That was important. On a practical note, I was trying to think of what the meaning of life is and what the goal is, and I learned that, for the meaning. The point of life is to have joy. And so I was thinking about when I felt that, that moment for me, that ease is that those moments when you're fully present in the moment and you're not really thinking about anything else. And I had this experience once. I was studying abroad in college in Belgium, and we had all gone out to a meal. And it was outside at these beautiful round tables, and it was multi-course. I really like to eat. It was multi-course, and I was so beautifully satisfied. I was not overstuffed. I was just, it was a beautiful meal. It was delicious. And I danced all the way back home to the apartment I was staying in. And it was just kind of this like enjoying the summer air and feeling free and ease. And it was so delicious in the moment. So that's what led me to delicious ease.
I love that. I think it's so important for people to step out of the, it's got to be hard to work on yourself, got to be hard moving forward. You got to really, nose to the grindstone. Instead, look at, like you said, joy, having joy, being happy, enjoying the moment, enjoying in the being in the present moment. That's something so important. That's one thing my team has showed me again and again is saying they want us to look at each day. They show me this beautifully wrapped gift box in front of me. And they say, if every one of you would look at each new day as a beautiful present to unwrap and experience and be excited about what's going to be there, what a beautiful way to be in the moment that day. And to, it's just, it's a different mindset. And that's something you're helping people take. Is a different mindset going forward, having that flow and that ease. And as you've done that, you've also written a book. And that book is, I'm trying to see here. So you have the name of the book is Make Ease Your Vibe. So when you did that, what prompted you to write the book? And how did you feel when you were writing that book?
It's a wonderful transition because as you were talking, I was like, you know what helped teach me that lesson, writing the book. And then you wanted to talk about the book. I've always wanted to write a book. I've always wanted to be a published author. I remember learning to write, I think, in second grade and having my first journal and going, aha, this is something. It was just a really easy way for me to communicate with spirit and for me to release my thoughts where previously I didn't feel safe doing it verbally. So it just was, and I loved reading. I love the medium. And it took me a long time. I wrote, this particular book came from all my personal development work. I would say on the outside, my life has not really changed in the past 5 years, but on the inside, it's a 180. It's completely different. And I wanted to share that. I was like, this is amazing. I don't want to be the only person with this information. So with their mindset, energy, and time strategies. So when I wrote the book, I think we all get here that great authors maybe go off to Bali for 2 months and sit and focus and just pump out a beautiful book. And I was like, well, that's not really in the cards for me right now. How is this going to work? So I just said, you know what? This is important to me. I'm going to sit down every day, 15 minutes after dinner, and just see what happens. And when I did that, I wrote the first draft in 6 weeks. It was amazing. And I think from what we were talking about before, when you allow yourself to let go of some of those other constraints, so like the time constraint, I'd set my timer for 15 minutes and I wouldn't judge myself. And I just say, okay, I'm just going to go data dump what comes out of my brain and write. It really started to flow. And just because you're feeling the ease or aiming for joy doesn't mean you can't be productive too, because spirit is the energy that creates worlds. I mean, talk about productive. So when you're working in tandem, there's lots to be done. So writing the first draft was lovely, and it took me another 2 years to publish. So I think there's learning the process, being open and willing, not taking challenges as obstacles and roadblocks, but saying, okay, well, how else can I do this? And just it was just such a passion for me. I was like, if I will respect myself and enjoy myself so much better and feel good about sharing this with the world. So just keep going.
I love that. And I love the idea where you said just 15 minutes, set the timer and commit yourself to 15 minutes for yourself. And my team is saying this, if people would do that each day, just 15 minutes, and it doesn't have to be to write a book, but 15 minutes to sometimes just be still and just
Oh,
enjoy.
yes, amen.
And sometimes just to they're showing me like sometimes just sitting outside and just taking
Yeah.
in what's around you.
Have a cup of tea and don't do anything
Oh,
else.
I love that. It's taking that time because a lot of, I mean, it's we're human. A lot of times we have schedules that are just crazy, and you look at like, oh, I can't give myself that time. I can't do that. But if you start scheduling it in, that joy and that happiness comes in, and they're just showing me just in waves. Comes in in waves. People can settle, can calm so much easier, and it's going to be so important going forward. We're in a time now that energetically is a little crazy. And that's something you're helping people with is getting their homes, the spaces they're in, to feel comfortable and welcoming and loving. And as you started doing this, you started with your own home, I am assuming. And how did that work? How did that transition? Did you start like whole home? Did you start on a room? Or how did that work for you?
For me, it was intention. So I'm setting that intention, but also listening to my intuition. So I remember one day I just had a nudge that, hey, this bedroom needs a little help. You should go take your sound bowl up and do some clearing. And I was like, that's strange. Haven't done that before. All right, let's go do it. And it was great. And then I wanted to do another space and another space and just feeling that flow. You were talking about clarity. And sometimes, because energy is not necessarily something we see, we forget that it has an effect on us as well. And so sometimes when you feel stuck or stagnant or creative blocks or whatever it might be, and you don't know why, it could just be that the energy needs to clear so that it can flow freely.
You know, and that's something important to realize. We don't see the energy. Some people do. Then my team is saying some
Yes,
people.
that's true. Some people do. I keep reading books about auras and going, oh, that would be so cool. Yeah, not yet.
But everybody experiences energy. Even if you can't see it, you
Yes.
experience it. When you walk into a room when someone is having an argument and it is just filled with tension, you feel that walking in the room. Whether everybody stops talking or starts talking differently, you still feel that residual energy. As a,
True.
they're saying, as a spiritual human, you feel it.
Yeah, I was just going to add one of my favorite examples is if you think about if you're sitting in a room, let's say you're sitting on the couch in the living room and your back is to the door. And somebody walks in the room, You can feel that they enter the room, and you can often identify who it is before you turn it around. You get that, yeah, and you read their energy.
I love that. You know, that's something that my team uses when you want to work with people in the non-physical, and you had talked about your angels. You can do the same thing with your angels, is ask them to step behind you, ask them to step into the room so you can start feeling their energy without ever turning around, because
Oh,
their
wow.
energy of those and the people that have passed, if you want to work with someone, ask them to step behind you, ask them to step in a room, ask so you can feel that shift in the energy. And they're saying, and this is something important for people to realize when they're saying, well, I can't do that. You do it every day when physical people walk behind you and you feel them. So do the same thing with those in the non-physical. Use your intention and ask them to play with you.
Yeah, and you can ask in your mind's eye. You don't have to, or in your mind, you don't have to say it out loud. Either works.
That's a really good point, because a lot of people are like, well, do I have to say it out loud? It's like,
Right,
actually,
here
do
I am
not.
talking out loud.
That may get you committed. Of course, nowadays, maybe not.
Who knows?
It's about enjoying yourself and stepping into that energy. And as you worked on clearing your house, what were things? So this is interesting. They're saying, what were things you found when you were clearing your house? Like you had said, you were drawn to bring up your bowls and to do that. But were there energies, like specific energies you found that you felt were there that you needed to clear?
I found more specific energies, I think, working with others than myself. I don't know if it's because I did mine first and so I was learning. Now I'm inspired to do mine again this week and tune in. I know I use different, so like you said, I for that first one I use sound, but I also use crystals opening. I open the windows every day now. I use a smudge stick. I use just my intention and connection. I think what I noticed is things that popped up. So like after I did the clearing, there was actually a lot more dust in the house to clear too, like physical residue. I was like, we've lived in this house for years and I've never seen that. So it was just interesting to see those effects, noticing conversations in the relationships I have with those that I live with and those that I love. The vibration was raised. There was a lot more lightness to that and more ease of communication. So I think it was those smaller effects that I noticed in my own home. In other homes, it comes across really as stagnant or flowing. And if there's an absence of something, so like I said, there was an absence of light, or one there was more buildup than others. Or the angels show me, oh, this is actually the heart of your home. Be aware of that. This one is clear and doesn't need a lot of help. So, whatever you're doing here, that's really working for you. Think about using some of either those, the rituals and like routines you have for yourself for setting and holding the intentions of the space. Like let's say you have a bedtime routine and I'm thinking of one particular person whose bedroom space was really high vibe and flowing really well. So whatever they were doing there worked. So maybe if you have maybe a morning routine and your kitchen could benefit from that, you take 5 minutes for yourself in the morning. So seeing how you can already you can use what you're already doing to benefit you in all the spaces.
I love that. And that the other thing is, when you talked about by clearing your home, by changing that energy, it created better relationships and lighter conversations and the ability to have those deeper conversations. That's a huge benefit to
It's
doing
a
this,
huge.
of clearing. And then the other thing is, my team is saying, a lot of times what happens, and they're saying, a lot of you look at energy that you can't see it, but just as you had mentioned, when energy is dissipated, sometimes it shows up in more dust. It's like they're showing me when you take something and you crumble it and you get all the little pieces. So to realize you may have a dustier home because it is the residue of the energy you have shifted.
Yes, and you can see it and clear it.
And see, absolutely. And the other thing is, when you're doing the clearing, there's also the clutter. Is clutter something, or placement of furniture? Is that also something that you work with?
I don't yet work with it. I've been studying a lot about it. I would absolutely say clutter. So one of the daily routines that I love is just taking 5 minutes to tidy up a little bit. I prefer to find at this point small changes because I think big changes can get really overwhelming quickly and then you don't stick to it. So if you take 5 minutes to put away what you already have as opposed to creating a whole new organization system, yeah, I think it's really going to help. Clutter impedes the flow. I like to think of energy like I think of air currents. So if you think of the air currents in your house moving over your furniture and through your spaces from one window to the next across the room, clutter is going to impede that flow. So absolutely, cleaning up is great. And even energetically, like I feel like we all have a junk drawer somewhere, whether it's your bathroom drawer or that drawer in the kitchen. So if you even pick that as your one thing, and you're getting rid of items that don't serve you, that you don't use, that you kind of just tucked away and forgotten about, or are broken pieces or extras, again, that you don't need, that energetic lift can be really beneficial too. So little changes like that, decluttering helps, but it can just be tidying up for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Set a timer so you feel like there's an end point. You don't go on, like, sometimes when we start cleaning, we're like, oh, I could do this too, and this too, and this too, and then it's not fun anymore. So that can really help.
That's really important, because you get into a project and pretty soon, oh, I'll take this part, I'll organize this, and pretty soon the whole room is in nothing but chaos, and then it gets so
Right.
overwhelming and you're like, I'll just shut the door and walk away.
Exactly.
But I like your idea of just, setting the timer 5 or 10 minutes, and then that's it, you're done. And I
Yeah,
keep
and just put things away.
put things away, and I keep hearing my team is saying, and then give yourself kudos, like give yourself a high five, like, hey, I did.
Yay.
It's like we don't celebrate ourselves. And they're saying, my team is just saying, people need to celebrate when they
Yeah,
do
that's
this.
definitely a win.
And it's like when you take 15 minutes for yourself, when you're done, celebrate yourself. Even if it's a, wow, that was great, I took the time for me. And when you're doing 5 or 10 minute cleanup, wow, that was great, I took the time and I did it. And now I'm going to go do the other fun stuff. Because some people enjoy housework. Some people
That's
enjoy
true.
cleaning, but other people do not. So to do it in small doses is so important. Small doses. And I love that you are clearing and cleaning, and the clutter. The clutter gets. So my team is showing, lot of times with depressed people, you will find more clutter in the house. And the more they look at it, the more depressed they get, and the bigger it gets, and then it feels like just such this huge mountain to climb that's just not possible for them. So for you to give people, I just feel like the okay, they're showing the green light to say, if I just do 5 minutes, that's all that's expected of me, and that's all that's needed.
Yeah.
And it gives back their confidence. They find their footing again. They find who they are. And they bring themselves back out of that darkness, back into the light, finding that joy. And my team is saying, they're saying that even though you may not have purposely started on doing the furniture arrangement and how things are, they're saying that on an energetic scale, you've been doing it for many years already.
I
This
like it
is
a
also
lot.
a trust on your end.
Good to know. I'm here for it. Thank you.
Because they're saying that you've been doing it for a long time, and it is, and they're just saying that as you go forward, you will find some of this may come into play to say, hey, maybe it might be good to move something a little bit out of the way. And they keep saying, trust yourself, trust yourself, trust yourself is all I keep saying. I keep hearing from them is trust yourself, because on an intuitive level and from the angelic beings, that sometimes things need to be changed around. And it also helps the flow. They're showing Oh, this is interesting. They're showing me when you talked about flow and ease and opening up your windows. They're saying sometimes people should take a fan and set it in their room and see what direction the air is flowing around things to know if they
Oh,
need to move
cool.
something to help that flow and ease that you've been doing. So very cool.
That is very cool. And when you said that, I got that image of us because we all have an aura and we forget that too. And that your energy can then move through the space. Sometimes we create these tight things, or we step over, in the clutter, we step over things, or we forget the doorway, that ease that comes with moving. Yeah.
Absolutely. And as we live in places and we're in spaces, it's like, oh, I'll have this. I didn't get rid of something. I'll have it there. I'll find something that fits it better later. But it's like you said, it starts making it tighter and tighter. And I love how the idea of the aura, kind of thinking of it as what is your aura hitting? Not your physical body, but
Right.
what is your aura hitting as you move through your house? That's a beautiful way to look at it. I love that. And as you've been doing this, you also go into physical homes when you do it. And you said now you actually prefer, and it's actually nicer doing the remote versus the physical. Is it an almost, they're just showing me almost an energetic freeing of your soul to really connect with everything there. Is that kind of what you feel when you're doing the remote view? The remote, they keep saying remote viewing because what you do is kind of like remote viewing.
I guess so. I didn't think of it that way, but I think it takes away, how do I say that? So we have a lot of each of us have grown up with different like cultural expectations and personal preferences of allowing somebody into your home. Your home is a very personal space. So if we can drop that and not have to worry, like, you don't have to clean for me to come over. Like, it's not my here. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you. So, if that part is relieved and nobody has to worry about, okay, what do I have to, you're not worrying about that. You're focusing on the energy and the intent of clearing the energy and having that clarity come in and being able to connect with your intuition more easily. Then, and for me too, that subconscious like pattern and layer is relieved. The focus is so much on the information. I also think it's fun because, like you said, going kind of public with working with the woo-woo and working with all this energy is not always accepted is not the right word. People maybe aren't familiar or comfortable with it. And so it's almost like an easier way to pass the test. Maybe that's not the right way of saying it, but the intuitive information that I get to share, that the angels share with me, that I didn't see physically,
Yes.
like, hey, this is really meant for you. These messages are meant for you and your space in this moment and this part of your life where you are. It is here to support you. It often really hits, it resonates with everyone. And it's just that much, I think it sometimes feels that much more powerful that the physical didn't get in the way, like.
I totally get where you're going because it is. It's like you have, especially someone you've never met before is coming to your house and you're like, oh my God, they're going to judge me on this. So I've got to get this cleaned up. And
Right.
the people themselves are in a space of not being comfortable. And it's hard to get a reading when you're picking up, I think, on their anxiety on some of that.
Yeah, I agree.
So
Yeah, you
it's,
need to be open to receive.
and I really feel people are, they're fine having you come in energetically to feel and view, but not to physically see and view. Like, oh my gosh, do they have too much wine? Oh my gosh, do they have too much? How many shoes do they have? I mean, that's what people go through this in their head, and it's like
That's true.
you can relieve all that. So I love the fact the remote, my team keeps saying remote viewing, remote
I'll
viewing.
go with it.
And it's knowing you can do it remotely, and it's the messages remotely are just as beautiful and powerful, and a
Yeah.
lot of times more powerful than if you were there in person.
And I can help more people because I can do that from anywhere.
You know, and that's true. You can do it. You can reach a lot more people than you ever could if you were physically going to someone's house, the drive time there, the drive time back, getting ready. So that all plays into it. And as you've been doing this for a while, and you've been I'm here just hearing from my team. You've helped so many people to
Oh, thank
clear
you.
their home, to clear that out, to make their homes. I just feel like taking this deep breath, when they walk in their home, they're glad to be home, not walking in their home going,
Amen.
oh, there
There's
it
all
is
this
again.
stuff to do.
Yes, I've got to take care of this. I got to do this. And instead of walking in their home and going, oh, I'm so glad I can be me here. And to have that support and knowing, and I keep hearing my team is saying, with you working with the angelic realm, you're also helping people understand the angels have been in their home. The angels are with us all the time. But just as you said, we don't see the non-physical all the time. And for people to know, oh, the angels have been in my home and this is what they've come up with. So they also feel their home is a safe space for them, is I just feel so protected and at ease in their home because of what you do. And as you go through this, is there some simple maybe steps listeners can do in their own home to help with this delicious ease that you've created?
Well, I would say first and very powerfully is intention. So, like you were saying, to take a few minutes by yourself each day, if you wanted to spend one of those in a room and just ask. So, close your eyes so you can focus and hear your thoughts, kind of almost like meditating. I hesitate to use that word because some people feel meditating is heavy,
Yeah.
but just to allow and to ask and to listen. So say, or I also think it's helpful. We know our spaces pretty well. If you sit in the space and you close your eyes and you think about what's in each space and you listen to the gut reaction and think, oh, I received that piece of furniture as a hand-me-down and I took it because I had to, but it really makes me cringe every time I see it. Well, that's a negative energetic anchor that's not helping you. Like, you can go ahead and donate it and have the space clear, or pick a different chair or whatever works for you. But I think a lot of times we kind of just tolerate because we think we're supposed to, and we forget to listen to our own intuition, gut reaction. So if you take a minute, and I think closing your eyes helps, because again, you're removing that physical pattern. The
The
humanness, yes, you're
humanness.
listening to your intuition a little more easily. That for me can be very powerful, just having that intention of saying, hey, I really want to feel safe in this space, or I really want to feel creative in this space. What's hindering me? And listen what comes. Probably something will pop up. You may just not have asked yourself that before. Some people find it easier to journal, but I think just taking a few minutes can be really helpful. And then, like you mentioned, decluttering, setting your 5-minute timer, and just putting stuff away. I mean, things happen. We do a lot during the day, or, if you have kids, stuff is everywhere. And so, if you take 5 minutes and just put the shoes away, then every time you pass that part of the house, you go, oh, that's great. And that helps raise you each time you see it. I mentioned I like opening a window. I make a practice of that every day, rain or shine, winter or summer. I find at least a few minutes each day to let the air circulate and flow through my house. And for me, that's very uplifting. And then you could create an actual, like, positive, intentional, positive energetic anchor. So maybe you're saving up to go on a beach vacation and you're really excited about that. And you have a shell that reminds you of the beach and you put it somewhere you see every day, and then every time you walk past that, you go, oh, look at me. I'm saving up for a beach vacation. This is going to be great. And so that, like, rise each time you see it, or maybe you use the fancy cup in the morning for your coffee or tea that you've been saving. And then you, every time you sip it, you go, you know what? I'm the fancy reason. This is great. And it just kind of gives you that little energetic boost that emanates out and does you nothing but good.
Love that, because a lot of times we have this maybe beautiful, glassware that we only use on special occasions. And it's like, that's one thing my team has been telling me is like, go get it and use it for water glass. Use it, just use it each day because why are you saving it? Why are you saving it for another day? Why
Or for
not
someone
tomorrow?
else, it's yours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We save the best stuff for when other people come over, and it's like, but we're worth it too.
Right. And it brings you that little joy. And, if it does somehow break sometime, okay, you can fix it or you can get a new one. It's okay.
That's something to remember. If something breaks, don't look at it as that's the end of the world, but instead look at it as what a great new beginning. What else can I find to
Opportunity.
replace this? What else can I find? And then make it the hunt of like, ooh, what else can I find? Where can I take a trip somewhere? Can I find something unique to
Oh,
replace
good one.
this? It's like, enjoy it because so many of them are like, oh my gosh, I broke this, it's grandma's whatever cup or whatever, which a lot of times the grandma's never used it only for special occasions either. It's like, so it's sitting, use it, use what you have and enjoy it. And it's my team is saying a lot of this is we've been taught these are only for special occasions, for special people. And we've been taught that those only happen once in a while. Instead of looking at every day as
It's
special,
got goosebumps. Yes.
it's like, enjoy what you have created, enjoy what's in your home, enjoy what's out of your home, and enjoy you're the special.
Amen. You're the
We
golden
are the
goose. It's a good
special.
thing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We are the ones to celebrate. And they're grabbing glasses and saying, celebrate you every day. It's
Fantastic.
so important, so important. And you've been doing this, so you have the angel Reiki. And when you do you pretty much do the clearing, but they can get an do you still do the angel Reiki besides? Is it all combined with your home frequency reset? How does that all work?
It's all combined. So I think the only stop is if that's not something you have to be open to receive. I don't want to be pushy. It's the way I work. So they come, I invite the angels in to work with me. And, but whether you want me to relay all the different angels that I was working with in your home is up to you. But that is how I work.
I love that. And I just want to share a little bit before I always start the podcast. I talk to the guests ahead of time and I say, this is who I am. I work with my team. Is it okay with you? And that's the thing, to be cognizant of where people are. Some people it's not okay. And that's okay. It's nothing to take offense at. It's like, oh, that's fine. That's if you're not comfortable with that, there's nothing wrong with it. And I love how you do it, where you're approaching people and saying, I work with them. If you're not comfortable with it, I won't relay that information. I'll relay the other information. And what a beautiful way to honor where people are. And that's something my team is just saying with you. You really honor where people are. You're not the, pushing it has to be done this way. You're going, oh, okay, that's fine. And if so, there, my team is just going in a bigger general. If more people would honor where people are, our world shifts in a heartbeat. If we honor where they are and don't try to push, it's a beautiful world. And that's something with you. When you wrote the Make Ease Your Vibe, when you wrote that, when you had that intention to write that and bring that information because you saw the changes in your life and you wanting to share it with others. And I think that's important for people to hear that you wanted to change. You saw the changes in your life, in your home, and in your world, and you wanted others to experience that joy. Is that also something as you go through the book? So Make Ease Your Vibe, is there a they're just saying a flow to it that you were working on to help people understand how to do that? How does that work? Or what was your intention behind that with the flow?
There is a flow and there are exercises. It is definitely kind of a extended workbook, like learn how this works and then try it out for yourself. A lot of it is this a mindset shift. I used to wake up in the morning and feel like I was putting on armor and I was racing against time. It was always me against time, and it was miserable, to say the least. And I usually made those around me miserable. So now I spend 5 minutes in the morning when I wake up just being thankful and talking to my angels. And it's m a much more different opening up to opportunity kind of thing, and I get excited for the day. So that shift in practice didn't happen automatically, but it did happen with a mindset shift, an understanding of how energy works. I talk about the law of attraction too in there, and then literally changing my view of time. I like to say time is squishy. We're always
I
taught
love
time
that.
is this very specific construct, but it's a human construct. And so stepping back and seeing that, and I learned from one of Gay Hendricks' books, The Big Leap, a concept called Einstein time, which set me off on that work. And the idea is basically the cosmic order that you put out with the expectations you have. Like if you say, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough time, well, that's then your cosmic order to the universe, and the universe brings lots of wonderful things to you that help you not have enough time. So, you might have difficult parking, or you might have, I don't know, if you have kids, somebody spills something they don't normally spill, so then you have an extra cleanup job in the morning. Or there are all these little things that add up that then result in you being late and not having enough time. If you put out a different cosmic order and you say, I have more than enough time, and you can tap into that ease and flow, and somehow you're getting just as much or maybe more done in the same amount of time, and you're still early to where you're going when you get ready. And I think of my morning routine because that was a big shift for me. But whatever the example is, just, or if it's raining and that's sometimes awful for some other people, it doesn't have to be awful for you. It's really this expectation you set and the universe responding. So when I started, I didn't understand how that worked. So I talk about that energy, how it works and how you can work it for you. And then also, again, resetting these time expectations. I think between school and working for others, there's this really like your value is time spent sitting in your chair and not time producing valuable things to help the world. So switching that and saying, well, wait, I can really do a lot if I focus on what needs to be done and not the time sitting on the chair and my expectation of the time it takes to get the thing done. Everything starts to shift and it gives you a lot of relief in your day and you find more moments for joy. Like for me, it was reading. I started reading. I love to read, but for a long time I didn't because I thought I was too busy. So at the end of the day, I would spend 5 minutes reading and that got to be a habit. And I was like, well, wait a second. And that door was kind of cracked open. If I can do this, I can maybe do that. And then I'd spend, 10 minutes doing something else I enjoyed. And it opens the door to more joy.
That's something important for people to hear. It is a mindset shift. It's an intention shift. It's knowing what do you want. And a lot of times my team is saying there's so many people that don't know what they want. And I'm going to be honest, I was one of them because I
I
was so
was too.
busy doing everything. Like you said, if you say you don't have enough time, you definitely won't. The day will be filled with things to take up your time. That manifestation works both ways. It can be filling your time up with all kinds of crazy stuff or filling it with lovely, joyful things in your life. And you get to choose, but you don't realize you're choosing the other way until you start investigating all the energy and how it works. And that's something you have done is taking this and putting it into a simple form. I love it that your book is kind of a book and a workbook together to help people work through that. That's important. So I'm encouraging everyone out there, go check out her book, Make Ease Your Vibe, and start working, start reading. And they're saying, set your timer 5, 10, 15 minutes, read the book, do some of the work exercises in it. And they're saying, the work exercises should be looked at as play exercises because it's bringing you closer to joy.
It makes you think and just, oh, well, what about that? And if you haven't asked yourself in a while what you do want, or think about what a good time would be, you kind of work back to that where that creativity is easily flowing and then really believing that anything is possible. And that opens up a
Oh,
lot.
You know, that what you just said right there is huge. Really believing anything is possible because so many people don't believe it. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in what's anything in the world, but to really believe anything is possible and to feel it. Because what does that feel like? Not just saying the words, but what does it feel like to say anything is possible? That's key. And as you've been doing this, I just feel your life has changed immensely. And I've got to say, in my life, doing this work and moving forward, my life is, I don't even recognize myself anymore from who I was, but that's in a good way. And have you found that, do you look back on yourself, kind of seeing who you were and who you are now? Do you look at that? So my team wants to bring this up. Do you look at that with sadness, or do you look at that with wonderful opportunities that you move through?
Both. I'm not to the 100% opportunities yet. Sometimes I am sad that I spent so long with my head down, thinking, oh, if I just work harder, or if I just sacrifice more, or if I just do this, everyone will be happy and it'll be okay. And that I forgot for so long that joy was part of the equation. That it's not just what you do, but it's who you are that make life, and life is what you experience. So the joy is important. So sometimes I am sad for that, but more and more I'm understanding the choices I made gave me skills that I now have that I can use for good. It gives me a lot of empathy for an understanding of other people. Even now, if something happens and someone says something offensive to me, I am able to see, you were talking about seeing people where they are.
Yes.
I'm able to see where they are and understand that that is not a reflection of me, but that that is, those are the tools and the words they have now to express an emotion that they're not even connected to. And because I've been through that, I can see it. I cannot take it personally. I can put it to the bigger context. And I think that helps me lead. It helps me inspire others, but it helps me love others, you know, because then you're loving the whole person and the process and not just the moment and the words and their impact on you. You know, my awareness has expanded thanks to spirit to include all of life and not just be stuck in my own mind and limiting beliefs.
And I'm hearing from my team, they're saying they want everyone to look back at those times where you're going, oh, I should have, why didn't I change earlier? Why didn't I do this earlier? Why didn't I enjoy it, my life more? But they're saying you hit it right on the head. More people, because there's a lot of people that have been doing that and are just kind of waking up now and going, why didn't I do it earlier? But more people have more empathy, more compassion, more love, and more understanding of other people because of those situations than could ever have been learned in any book or be talked about if they've never experienced it themselves. So, what a beautiful way to change the world. It's because of those experiences we've had that helps us all move forward. And they're saying to look at it and look at yourself with such love that you chose the path to have those experiences to know what other people are really going through. So it
Thank
is
you.
a beautiful life, a beautiful life.
That is beautiful. And you reminded me, one of the biggest lessons I've learned is that things are happening for me and not to me. And that I
Oh.
think comes along also when looking back at memories and of initially feeling that, oh God, that happened to me. And now knowing better, you know what? That was happening for me. I went through that for good reason, not for pain.
Absolutely. You know, and that's true, Ed, because in the moment, it doesn't feel like, oh, this is for me. You're going, oh, this is great. I'm experiencing this crazy time. That's for me. And you're going, yeah, right. But when you
Yeah.
look back on it later, and oh, so this is something my team is saying for those of people who are experiencing something and in the moment of some crazy things going on right now, to think of and view themselves in the future, because you said time is squishy.
It is.
So tap into yourself in the future, having already worked through that, and how much more freeing it feels to you. And it will help you understand it is for you in the moment. So you are helping so many people with everything you offer with your the Make Easier Vibe, encouraging people to go check out her book. And then also your podcast is Intuitive Wisdom, and you do your one-on-one offerings. So where can they find some of that? You have the YouTube channel, is that Wisdom Podcast? Is that correct?
Intuitive wisdom, yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I missed the first part. Intuitive Wisdom Podcast. So
Yeah.
definitely.
And then otherwise, my website you mentioned, deliciousease.com. That's a great place to start. And you can grab the free quiz, or you can find out more about the home frequency reset and connect to my social media as well.
Love it. Love it. And also just tap into our website to look at everything you have to offer on Delicious Ease. And then just so everyone knows, the links to all of those will be down below too, so you'll be able to click on the links. But to let everyone know, there's so much there. And you yourself have been, I just keep hearing from my team, you have done such a beautiful job of making it simple for people to understand and to help bring them through the process. And they're also saying doing your one-on-one sessions when people do a remote session with you. And I'm encouraged for people who are like, I don't know what's going on, or I want to clear something, I encourage you reach out to Kay Margaret, because she has just, I just feel just such a beautiful heart on you that is really there to help people. And that's important, because some people, my team is just saying, they want everyone to understand there are people out there who are not so much there to help, but to do things, and other people who are really truly wanting you to move into having flow, having ease, finding joy, finding calm within yourself and within your house. Because when you clear your house, the calm comes into you. When you clear yourself, the calm comes into your house. Putting it all together is so important. And that's something you do and you help so many people with. So I can't thank you enough. Is there something you'd like to talk about before we close for today? I know I need to get you out of here, so
No, I think we've covered everything. I really appreciate it, and it feels like a gift to getting to spend time with you. So I've quite enjoyed this.
thank you. It is, I feel so honored with the people I get to interview. It's just, I feel so lucky and so honored. And some of you may notice I'm writing on the side. That's because I'm always listening, because everybody can learn something from everyone you have contact with. And I write
Amen.
down what I learned through this interview, and you'll find that also on in my website, on my newsletter. In my newsletters, I go through what I've learned with people, and I encourage people. You are just beautiful, Kay Margaret, and I encourage people, go check her out, because you're not going to be disappointed. Absolutely will not be disappointed talking with Kay Margaret. So I want to thank you so much, Kay Margaret, for being here. And I encourage people, again, go on her website. There's the free 2-minute quiz of is your home supporting your expansion? Because the more we have our homes expanding with us, the more we expand at an accelerated rate. Because a lot of people think, well, I'll just work on myself, but you need to work on the environment you're living in too. Putting those together expands everything with a lot more delicious ease. So definitely check out her website, go on her social media, and then the Intuitive Wisdom Podcast. You can find that on YouTube and check out everything else on her website. And again, her book, Make Ease Your Vibe. You definitely want to check it out. And I just want to thank you again, Kay Margaret, so much for sharing your time, your knowledge, your heart, and your wisdom. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
So I want to make sure to let everyone know to watch the next episodes of Edge Talk Radio. They're on the first and third Wednesdays of the month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And no worries, if you've missed any past episodes, you can go back. You can listen to any of the downloadable podcasts. They're pretty much everywhere if you look on all of your downloadable podcast areas. And also, you can watch the interviews. And I encourage people to watch them too, because it's beautiful to see the people that are here and you feel that energy and knowing. Every time you are experiencing this and listening, you are receiving energy and intuitive energy, love, and support coming from those in the non-physical through everything that's been spoken about. The people, whoever is listening and watching, you're receiving that expansion at the same time. So make sure to go out and check on my YouTube channel or Edge Magazine's YouTube channel. And I want to thank you all for listening, expanding, and amplifying our universe together. Have an absolutely amazing day.